Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday, this, the 15th day in October, and hopefully the end of your week. I'm Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to, again, hopefully finish off your work week. And we're going to start in Missouri, where the governor of Missouri is super agitated and threatening legal action against, quote, hackers. What happened is that there was a researcher who uncovered that in the source code of a web page, which you could get to by simply right-clicking on the web page, educators' social security numbers were exposed, 100,000 social security numbers, and that information was fixed by the school district before being made public. So it was a fairly responsible disclosure. And yet, the governor of Missouri is taking a very hard stance, saying that access of that data, regardless of the intent, constitutes hacking, and that prosecutions will be brought to bear. Now, there's two things here. The first is that many governors, states, and law enforcement are going to want to take a very hard stance to curtail hacking, illegal access, etc. However, when it's done responsibly this way, it's important to acknowledge that there are flaws, to fix them, and to reward or thank the people who found them without abusing them. So there may be more to this story than we are aware of in terms of exactly when the data was accessed and who had access, etc. But right now it looks like the governor is taking a bigger picture view at the expense of a researcher who seems, at least as of now, to have done the right thing. What isn't the right thing is to conduct a cyber attack against a hospital. And that goes for anywhere, whether that's in Russia, Africa, the United States, South America, anywhere. Well, Israel is getting its first ransomware attack, allegedly, against a hospital. The Hillel Yaffe Medical Center in Hadera, Israel, is back to using pen and paper to treat patients following an unspecified ransomware attack. Good news, it doesn't appear to be life-threatening to any patients who can be transferred to a nearby medical facility. But if you had a non-critical surgery scheduled, you should know that that's going to take place at another date or be rescheduled, because this ransomware has impacted the medical facility to a degree that your records and safety cannot be processed in the normal amount of time that the medical professionals normally would, because they don't have the tools they need because of ransomware. Now, it's unclear exactly how long the Hillel Yaffe Medical Center will be down, but if you're in that area, just know that it's a problem. Things will be delayed. Be patient. It'll be fixed soon. And it's not just medical centers that are getting ransomware. There is a university in the UK, the University of Sunderland, which is almost entirely non-operational. Emails, VoIP, school website, you name it, you can't access it because of an unspecified, quote, cyber attack. Now, while we cannot confirm at this time, it smells and looks like a ransomware attack. And this is very problematic, actually, because while it's easy to say, yay, school's out, or yay, I have an extension on that term paper, or yay, no test today, the impact is actually that students who need to process critical things, like financial documents or visa documents, are reporting an inability to do so. And it can actually result in some students potentially ending up having to leave the country whose visas were only valid for educational purposes. And so this has a very real world impact on a number of students. The university is working with the government to help alleviate those edge and fringe use cases where individuals could face very stringent complications. And so just know that if you are a student at the University of Sunderland, you should work with your university, who is trying to help you amidst very trying times. Now, the university has set up a secondary website to communicate with students. Those students should have received information about that website. No word on when the university will be back to full operational status. Now, we talked about hospitals and if they get ransomware, how it could impact caregiving and life-needed procedures and medical things. We talked about universities and impacting the education of our youth, where people are and how. But what if more than just those sort of societal elements were impacted by ransomware? What if you couldn't have water? The next time you flush your toilet, know that cybersecurity is helping make sure that that can happen. And the United States has just released some information about a number of growing cyber attacks on water and wastewater facilities, starting all the way back in September in New Jersey, where a ransomware had compromised files in a wastewater sewage facility. And in March of 2021, a different attacker with an unknown ransomware variant impacted the SCADA, that stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition Systems. That's what's used to control a lot of these plants. That kind of system is very critical in things like water, electricity, etc. So an attack against SCADA systems is incredibly alarming. This happened in Nevada at a water facility. And then later in 2021, just a few months ago, attackers introduced Zucano ransomware into a Maine water facility. And just recently, a month after that, in August, there was a different ransomware variant, this one known as Ghost, used against a California waste and water sewage facility. And again, these are alarming because if it's a hacktivist, that means that mass chaos can be sowed. If it's another nation state or an adversary of the United States, whether that happens to be your stereotypical Russia's or China's, North Korea's, any state that is has ill intent or harm or wants to be prepared to go to war with the United States, it means that water is something that these nation states are looking potentially to be able to shut off to impact the people of the United States. And just because these are all United States based, because they came from the federal government, be advised that SCADA systems are used globally. They're used for oil and gas. They're used for electricity transmission. They're used for heating and cooling in large buildings. And so it's not United States alone that is the victim of these kinds of attacks. These are just the ones we know about, raising awareness that the next time you scoff at cybersecurity, think about the last time you flushed your toilet. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and safe weekend. We'll see you bright and early on Monday. Until then, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a detective in Florida. Jemel Headings is receiving a top honor at the National Association of Police. He's receiving a top cop award for heroism that he conducted in 2020, responding to an incident. An officer had pulled over a vehicle, and the incident turned incredibly deadly with lives lost. But because of Detective Jemel Headings' intuitive and great police work, he was able to help alleviate the situation more quickly, resulting in more saved lives and less carnage as a result. So for his heroism and for earning top cop awards in 2021, a sincere tip of the cap, detective, and please keep on policing.